Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Chol and Daf Nun Aleph. We're starting Nun Aleph Beis, about three lines off from the bottom, about the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Rem Sar Basi Baka Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. The Mishnah said Hemsus Beis Hakosais. These were stomachs 3 and 2, and there was a neck of a puncture found on the outside. So that's a treifa. The Gemara tells us Tanabon we have a brisa. Machat Shanim says, but Ovi Beis Hakosais. If a needle was found in the thickness of the Beis Hakosais, which is a very thick wall, means that Echad was found on one side. Ksher it's kosher. Mishnei Tzadim was found going through two sides. Treifa it's a treifa. Now the question is, did this neck of happen before or after Shchita? So if a little bit of blood was found on it, then there's none before Shchita to happen. If there's no blood on it, it's obviously that it happened after Shchita because the animal's not going to bleed after Shchita. We continue. Higlid pia maka. Let's say right by the maka, there was a glid, which Rashi says is a crusta. That's like a crust. In other words, a scab. So there's a scab over there. Then it's known that happened 3 days before Shchita. And since it happened 3 days before Shchita, that means the Shechid, who had just bought the animal, is able to get a refund from the owner of the animal because he sold him a trefa. Whereas loy higlid pia maka, if there's no scab over it, so I must make chaver al varaya, the one who wants to take money from the other, meaning the shaykhid who wants to get his money back from the person whom he bought the animal from, he would have to prove that the maka was there beforehand. Now we ask, why is this any different than all other holes or punctures that we've been discussing? The alfagav de lekadam, that even if there's no blood over there, tarif mar, still, master, meaning we paskin that it's a trefa, even though there's no dam. That's the first time they brought up that if there's dam there, so then it's a trefa, if not, then it's not. And the answer is, hasam lakamidul misrach. Over there, there's nothing for the blood to attach to. There was no needle, it's just talking about it. There was a hole, there was a puncture, there was a cut, so there's nothing for the blood to stick onto. But over here, since there's a needle, if it did indeed happen before Shchita, so then blood for sure would have stuck onto the needle, and by the absence of blood, clearly that shows that it happened after Shchita. You have a story. Did master, did you see that Tzuv Rabbanon, which is usually translated as a young scholar, I mean, did you see that yeshiva man that came from my Rava from the west, from Eretz Yisrael, and he said that my name is Rabbi Vira, and Amar, he also said, there was a story that came before Rebbe. Machat Shem says ba'ev beis hakaisos, a needle that was found in the thickness of the beis hakaisos, mitzad echad, coming only out of one side. Utrafan, Rebbe said there was a treifa. So again, Rav Safra is asking Abai, did you hear about this? Now Shaul Chlei, so Abai sent for Rav Vira. Loi asol gabei, but he didn't come to him. So azul hu gabei, Abai went to Rav Vira. Havakaya ha'igra, he was on the roof. So Amar, Abai asked him, nechos mar v'nesi, can you please come down and come here? Maybe we could chap a shmuz and learning. Loi nachos, Rav Vira didn't go down. So Saul Kula gabei, Abai climbed up to the roof to him. Amar Lei, so he asked him, Emily Gufa de Ovde Hechihava, please tell me the exact story, what happened with Rebbe. So Amar Le, Revere told him, Mafter Kinesias Hanola Elami Rebbe Rabba. I was the Mafter Kinesias. I'm the one who lets the yeshiva students in and out, somewhat like a gabai of sorts. And that's for Rebbe Rabba, which literally means the great Rebbe. And Vamar of Huna Tzipayrav, Rebbe Yossi Mada, Yashon Lefanov, Rebbe Huna, who's from Tzipayrin, and Rebbe Yossi, who's from Madai, they were sitting in front of him. And Bosphane Rebbe, what came in front of Rebbe? Machshem Sibavi Beis HaKaisis Mitzad Echad, a needle that was in the Beis HaKaisis from one side. Vavcha Rebbe and Rebbe turned it over, looking from the other side. And he found a spot of blood on the outside of the Beis HaKaisos. Utrafan, he said there was a treifa. Avamri explained, if there wasn't a maka there, so why would there be a little bit of blood? So it must be there was a maka there. So Amalei Abai told Ravira, Tarch Tarchelu Gavr, that's proper girsa, you're matriach, you trouble this person, referring to himself. It turns out that there's no chedesh in this psak. I thought that there was, but really there isn't, because since it's obvious that it had a maka on the outside, of course it's a treifa. How do we know this? Masisini, it's our Mishnah. Tells us, Hemsis Beis HaKaisos, Shnikvu Lachotz, if there's a puncture wound on the outside of Hemsis Beis HaKaisos, so it's a treifa. It's a Pefarish Mishnah. This is not a chiddush. Originally, the way that it was reported to me, Abaye, I thought it was a case that was a chiddush. Turns out, this is just a regular situation. We do discuss the Mishnah, which has said, Nafam and Agag, it fell off a roof, so it's a treifa. It would explain when we learned it, that if the person didn't wait 24 hours and he shechted right away, it's automatically assumed to be a treifa, and that's why there's something called Risuke Varim, which means that its limbs got crushed up or got mushed, something happened to them, and is not necessarily able to be determined by an internal examination. It's just something the Chazal say is called Risuke Varim that we have to be chayshish for when it falls off a roof. So now we're going to have a number of different discussions. Do we have to be chayshish for Risuke Varim or not? So Amar Avuna, he tells us, if a person left an animal above, let's say on top of a roof, Ubal Matzalamata, and now he found him down below on the ground, and Chashim Shim Risuke Varim, we don't have to be Chashim Risuke Varim because the assumption is that the animal made its way down safely, as we're going to see, maybe he jumped down and then it didn't fall. Our main fear is that when it falls and it doesn't brace itself, it doesn't know what it's doing, it doesn't know exactly know where it's going, so then we have to be Chashim Risuke Varim. But it made its way down purposefully, so then we can assume that there's no Risuke Varim. I have a story about this. Who got the Adamal Ravina? Ravina had a goat, the Chaz Puma, it saw Choshla, which is like some sort of barley that it likes, through an Ipuma, through some sort of skylight, like a window of sorts, and Dogar, it jumped, Nafal Me'igr La'ara, it fell from the roof to the ground, but made this leap first, and it's because it wanted to eat this barley. Now, Asa Lekamei Ravashi, Ravina came to Ravashi to ask him about this, and Amar Lehi asked him as follows, Ha Da'am Rav Huna, that was Rav Huna just said, that if he left his animal above on the roof, and then he came in and he found his downstairs, would have to be Choshim Risuk Varim. Why is that? Is that Mishum, the Isla Midil Misrech, because it has something to hold on to, meaning when it jumps off of the roof, roof or climbs down from the roof, it can dig its nails or its hooves into the wall of the building, and that's going to prevent it from crashing to the ground. But this one, my goat, it jumped through a skylight, which is the middle of the room, and so it didn't have what to hold on to, so maybe there is a chashash for Yisugavarim. Maybe it's because it's able to make an estimation. It knows exactly how much it has to jump, where it has to jump, how it's supposed to land. It's able to make this chashbin. And behind Nami Amdanafsha, this one, my goat, says Ravina, it was able to make that chashbin because it knew exactly where the barley was and how much it had to jump and how far and where to land and whatever it is. And so maybe there's no chashash. So Amrullah, he told him, Mishum to Amdanafsha, Vahai Amdanafsha. It's because of the second reason. The animal knows what it's doing, how it's doing, and your animal is able to make that chashbin, and therefore there's no problem. We continue discussing this. Hahi Emrusa, the Havabir of Chaviva. There's a female sheep in the household of Chaviva. The Havashadrun Karibasraisa, that is dragging its legs behind it. Ravimer said, Hashigrin Inakte, this is some sort of cramp, and there's no chashash. It's a trefa. Whereas Maska Ravina asks, Vidom Chotashedra Efsik. Maybe there's a problem with the Chotashedra. The spinal cord was cut. That's why it had to drag its legs. And actually, but Kuash Chok Ravina, they checked and they found it was like Ravina, that it did have a broken spinal cord. However, says the Gemara, Vafilu Hachich Sak Ravimer, the Lacha really is a Ravimer, that there's no problem. And why is that? Because Shigrin is Shiach, Chotashedra Lai Shiach. An animal to have a cramp is normal, but the fact that it has a broken spinal cord is not regular, so you wouldn't have to be chashish for this in a regular situation. And Ravuna says, Zacharm Hamanagchen Zezet, if males that butt each other, usually the nagach means to gore, but over here we're talking about male rams, which butt heads. It's very normal outside in the wild. Male rams smash heads together. Ain't chush mishum suke varim. Wouldn't have to chush risuke varim. Avakav de midvu vakaimi. That's even if it seems like they're in pain. Simra ba'amu denaket luhu. You could just assume that that's a chamimus, that's a fever of sorts. It has nothing to do with risuke varim from butting heads. Whereas inafal ara, if they had fallen to the ground, then vadechashinan, we definitely do have to be chushesh for risuke varim. That's because they fell to the ground. Now, Ramnashi, he says, Hani dechri de ganvi ganave. These rams are stolen by thieves, and chashim shum risa gevarim wouldn't have to be chash for risa gevarim. What these people do is slip into a chatzar when no one's watching, pick up these sheep or goats or rams, whatever they were, and throw them over the wall, and then slip back out of the chatzar and then run away with that which they just stole. So wouldn't have to be chash for risa gevarim even though they were thrown over the wall. My time, why is that? Well, that's because kishadluhu, when they're thrown over, amasnayu shadluhu, they throw them over on their masnayim, on their loins, on their hips, on their back legs. Basically, they make sure that when they throw them over, they gauge it properly so that they land properly. Why is that? Kehechdlerati kamayu, so they could run in front of them. In other words, they want to be able to run away with the animal, and they don't want to have to hold the animal, and therefore they ensure not to injure the animal as they're throwing them over the wall. However, hadrenu, if they return these animals they stole, vadechashina, then we do have to be chayshesh, because when they threw them back over the wall, since they're returning the animal, they don't really care if the animal gets hurt, so therefore we would have to be chayshesh for Yisra Gevarim. However, hanimili dadrenu machmas yiru, that's only if they return them because of fear, they were afraid they were going to get caught, so they quickly brought the animal back and threw it back over the wall, so then you have to be chayshesh. Al machmas tshuva, but if they're doing tshuva, they had the real yira, yiras shemayim, so tshuva mal yasu davdi, that means they're doing proper tshuva, and that we can be rest assured that when they threw the animal back over the wall into the chatzar, it was thrown over properly in a way that it's going to land on its feet, and there's not going to be any risa kevarim. We continue discussing Rav Yehuda Marav. Hikal Raisha, let's say he struck the animal on its head, but the stick bent and also struck the animal on its tail. Or al znava, he struck it on its tail, and the stick bent and also hit it on its head. Or can I get called Shedra Kula? He struck the animal across its entire back, from front to back or back to front, and went the entire length of the Shedra of the spine. That's because it was an even pressure along the entire animal. However, if the stick finishes halfway through the back, then we do have to be chayshesh, because since he struck it and it was uneven pressure, either hit the front of the animal or the back of the animal, so that did cause a risa kevarim. And also, if there's knots in the wood, then even when across the entire back, we'd have to be chayshesh. And if he did it a paske literally means to cut in half, which means if he struck it across the width of the animal's back, not the length, but the width, we'd also have to be chayshesh, because again, there's an uneven force across its entire spine, so maybe there's risuke varim over there. And Rav Nachman, he tells us, base harechem ain b'm shum risuke varim. The base harechem, which is like the womb, there's no risuke varim. In other words, when an animal is born, it's born through the regular base harechem, it comes out the regular way, there's no chashash of risuke varim, even though the baby animal is tightly squeezed out of the mother in the birthing process, it wouldn't have to be chash that there's risuke varim over there. Now, normally, Rav Nachman, Tainim Sayalach, I have brisa just like you. What's the brisa say? Now, this has to do with a regular baby, a human baby, that is. And the brisa says, Tinuk ben yomai, a one-day-old baby, non alpha on bezan top, metan beziva, it is metan beziva. We know that both a male or female, if they have certain fluids that come from them, they can be metame bezaiv, beziva. And over here we're saying that even a one-day-old baby, if it has this flow from it, it can be metan beziva. Now, if you want to say that when something is birthed, over here again we're talking about a human, but again, if you want to say that when something goes through the birthing process, there's a chashash of risa gevarim, so ekrikan mibisarei v'lemachmas einzai. We should apply the pasuk of besarei and not because of an oines. This has to do with tomaziva, and actually the Mishnah tells us that there are seven different things we have to check for in order to ensure that the zayiv didn't come because of one of those seven things, perhaps food, drink, chayli, it could be because of a sickness zayiv came, and only if it's not because of one of those seven things, so then we'll say that it's zayv and it's metame. So here we're going to say that if someone goes through the birthing process, we have to be chayish for isek evarim. That's considered a chayli, and that might be the reason why the ziva came out of the child, and therefore shouldn't be metame. From the fact that we see that it is metame, that means there is no chashash for isek evarim during the birthing process. How we say not a raya hachamaskin? What can we talk about over here? Kagan shiatsa derech doifin. It came through the wall, which is what we call a cesarean section, and therefore it didn't go through the regular birthing process, and that's why it's metame because ziva not a raya that there's no chashash for isek evarim by the regular birthing process. We can do another attempted raya. Tashma we brass that says egel shenolad biyamtiv shaychnas biyamtiv. If a calf was born on yamtiv, it could be shechted on yamtiv, and clearly that's because it doesn't have any issues. And must say that we're not chash for risk givarim because, as we had said in the case of our mishnah, that we have to wait 24 hours when it falls off a roof because of chashash risk givarim. But if an animal that's born on yamtiv is allowed to be shechted on yamtiv, that means we don't have to wait 24 hours. That means we're not chash for risk givarim. Says gemara not a raya. We could also say it's talking about it was born through a cesarean section. We cut its mother's stomach open, and that's why it could be shechted. But perhaps if it was born like regular, it's not going to be shechted on yamtiv. Another attempted raya. Tashma we brass it says v'shavin. They both agree she'im noed who umumai imai that if it was born with its mom, just talking about a firstborn animal, a bechor. If it was born with a mom, shezeh minamuchan, that's considered minamuchan. It's allowed to be shechted in inyan yamtiv, and it doesn't have to be used as a carbon because it's a bechor bal mom. So once again, we see there's no chashash for isek evarim when an animal is born. And v'chitim, if you want to say hachanam shiatsa derech doifin, over here as well, it's talking about that it was born by way of a C-section. It came through the wall of its mother's stomach. Will derech doifin be kadosh? If it came through the doifin, is it kadosh? It doesn't have kedushas bechor because Rabbi Yechon says Rabbi Shimon agrees le'inyan kadshim that by kadshim it was born through a cesarean section. She'ena kadosh. It's not considered kadosh. In fact, we're saying that this animal is considered bechor, but since it has a mom, it's allowed to be eaten. It must mean it was born through the regular birthing process, and still there's no chashash of risk of arms. Says the Gemara, not a raya. What are we talking about over here? Shefer lagabe karka. That's where it put its hooves on the ground. In other words, we clearly see that it's trying to stand. That automatically shows there's no chashash of risk of arm, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara, that if it does stand or if it shows that it's trying to stand, then there's no risk of arm. So in that case, there's no chashash. But if it didn't try to stand, we still have no raya, then there's no chashash of risk of arm. We continue discussing another case. Avraham Rav Nachman tells us, based on mitbachayim, which over here is referring to the shlachtos, the slaughterhouse, ain't by mishum risuk evarim. There's no risuk evarim, meaning when they're knocking the animal down in order to shecht it. So even though it fell down or was knocked down, there's no risuk evarim. There was an ox, the nafal, it fell down, v'shtama called in gechasel, and they heard the sound of its mooing or of its moan when it was knocked down to shecht it. And all Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, Rav Yitzchak Shmuel bar Marta went up, eshakom yishofrei shofrei, he took from the very best part of this, holding that it's perfectly fine, there's no chashash risuk evarim. So Amalei Rabban told him, how do you know this? How do you know that even though it was knocked down, it fell down before shechita, there's no problem with it? So Amalei told them, Hachem Rav, this is what Rav says, see part of noyitz ach magil aretz, it sticks its nails in until it gets to the ground. In other words, as it sees it's being knocked down, it does its best to stand up and not get knocked over, and that prevents the risuk gevarim, because it's very similar to what we discussed earlier, jumping off of a roof or off a high spot. It knows exactly what to do, it has its cheshben, and therefore, even though eventually it did get knocked down and it fell, the fact that it was getting prepared for it and bracing its body prevents risuk gevarim, and there's no issue. We now go back to the Mishnah regarding an animal which actually fell, and different situations on when it might not be an issue. Amar Yehuda Maravi tells us, Amda, if it stood up after falling, in Tzricha Meis La'Eis, we don't have to wait Meis La'Eis, which means 24 hours. We don't have to wait a 24-hour period before shechting it, because the mere fact that it stood up shows us that there's no risk of Evarim. However, Bedika Vadabaya, Evashur sure requires a Bedika, meaning after shechting it, we have to check inside to make sure there's no issue. Specifically, its Tzlois, its ribs, and its Shedra, its spine, we have to make sure that there's no trafus over there. However, it didn't only stand, but Holchit walked in Tzricha Bedika. It doesn't even need an internal Bedika, because then for sure, it's perfectly fine. Now, Rechim Rashi Amar, he tells us, Achazu Vachazu, in either case, whether it stood or stood and walked, Tzricha Bedika, it still requires Bedika. Now, Amar Vyurim Bar Acha Amar Rav, he clarifies, Pashti Yad Alamayt, if it even just stretched out its front leg to stand, Afal Bishaloy Amda, even if it didn't actually stand, that's still considered standing up, and if it stood up already, and Akuragal Halech, it picked up its leg in order to be able to walk, Afal Bishaloy Halcha, even though it didn't actually walk, it's considered like walking. Now, Rav Chizda says, Niara, or Rashi's Gir says, Ninara Lamayt, if it shook, it started moving to stand up, Afal Bishaloy Amda, even though it didn't actually stand up, it's considered like standing up. In the parentheses, we have a Hilchasa, the notation tells us that this is actually an addition that came in later on, and it's not from the Gemara itself. So we skip the parentheses. The Gemara tells us, Amra Meir Shmeder of Dim Rada, Nefula Sha'amru, this Nefula, that if it fell down, it's a problem. Tzricha Bedika Kenegib Me'ayim, has to be checked by the B'nei Me'ayim, make sure that the Karas of B'nei Me'ayim, the intestines, don't have a hole in them. Normally, Mazutra told him, Hakam Rinam Shmeder Papa, there's a Senator of Papa, Tzricha Bedika Kenegib Beis Chal Kulai, the entire Beis Chal, the entire inside of the animal, has to be checked, not just by the intestines. Now, Amra of Huna Mar, Barbarei Rav Nechemiel, Rav Ashi, Simonimai, what about the Simonim, meaning the Kana of the Veshet, do we have to check that for Simon Trefa when it fell down? So normally you respond to him, Simonim Kashen Hein, Eitzel Nefila, they're Kashen, they're hard, which means they're tough, and they can withstand and fall, and nothing's going to happen to them, so you don't have to be Chayshesh. Now discussing his Dinner Nefila regarding a bird. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he tells us, Oishen Nechbat Alpanei Amayim, a bird that's smashed into the water, imagine you're sitting by the river, and out of nowhere a bird comes flapping by, smashing into the water, Kimish Shat Malay Kemasa, As long as it swam the length of its body, which is really not that much, that's sufficient, and you can rest assured that there's no risik evarim because it had the kayak to swim. Now, there's only said elimata lamala, from below to above, meaning if it swam upstream, so then you know it has the kayak to swim. But from up to down, meaning if it went downstream, we could just say that it's being pushed by the current and it's not actually swimming, so it's not a raya. However, if the water's stationary, meaning it's like by a lake and there's no current, so then if it swims in any direction, there's no issue, and for sure there's no risk of RM. Even if it's going downstream, there might not be an issue. If there's little pieces of wood in the water, and it goes in front of them, so it went in front of them, and clearly it was swimming downstream using its own kayak, because other things that were being pushed along with the current were going slower than it, so it must have been swimming downstream, so the bird would be fine as well. Another situation, glima matiach chayshinon. If we have a glima, which is like a coat or a garment of sorts that's stretched out on pegs, it's very taut, it's tight, we have to be chayshesh if a bird smashes into it, since it's so tight and hard, there might have been risik evarim. Now, deloy matiach, if it's not stretched out tight, like chayshin, so it wouldn't have to be chayshesh. Also, ufu ma'ufuf, like chayshinon, even if the garment is stretched out across pegs, but if it's folded over, that's lashon of ufu ma'ufuf, if it's folded over, it wouldn't have to be chayshesh, because it's not able to be very hard due to the fact that it's folded over. Also, izla, if there was a net, umakarvi kitre, and the knots of the net were very close together, chashinu, we have to be chayshesh, that there was risik evarim on the knots, loy makarvi kitre, but if the knots are not close together, loy chashinu, we don't have to be chayshesh. Another situation, kisna david butne, chashinon, if there was bundles of flax and the bird fell into them, so we do have to be chayshesh, the high geese, loy chashinon, but if it fell on this side or that side, which means it didn't fall directly on the bundle, rather it struck the side and slid off, then we don't have to be chayshesh because it's smooth on the side. Another situation, isru yasa, chashinon, a bundle of reeds, we have to be chayshesh, if it hits that, then there's risik evarim. What about flax? So kisna the daik v'nafet loy chashinon. If it fell into flax, which was beaten and combed, so then we don't have to be chayshes because everything here is soft. Whereas daik v'loy nafet, if it was beaten but it wasn't combed, then chashinon, we do have to be chayshes risik evarim because there's still hard pieces here. What about the avid bizri? If all this was made into bundles, so kimin de'ikabe kitre, since there's not chashinon, we do have to be chayshes. Further discussing flax, daksa chashinon. If the bird fell into the daksa part of the flax, these are the broken pieces of the stalk. As it was being beaten, if it fell just onto those, so we do have to be chayshesh for risik evarim because it's hard, but dakdaksa loy chashinon, if it fell into the softer part, we don't have to be chayshesh. Something similar, navra chashinon, this is some sort of fiber that grows around the base of a palm tree that's used for making rope, so if it fell into the navra, we do have to be chayshesh for risik evarim. That's because it still has the hard parts to it, whereas timchasa loy chashinon, if it fell into the timchasa, which are the strands after these fibers are broken apart, so we don't have to be chayshesh. And one last thing, kitma nihila chashinon, loy nihila loy chashinon. If the bird fell into sifted ash, then we do have to be chayshesh, but if it wasn't sifted, we don't have to be chayshesh. That's because sifted ash can be compacted very tightly, so when it falls onto it, it get risik evarim. When it falls onto not sifted ash, it's still very fluffy and soft, it would absorb the bird's fall, and there'd be no chashash of risik evarim. We're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing with a whole bunch more situations of where we do or do not have to be chayshesh for risik evarim of a bird. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.